The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping us to better understand the importance of water throughout California.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're unpacking the meaning of native yield and why it matters under the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, or SGMA. Let's start at the source, literally. In SGMA discussions, the term native yield gets tossed around a lot, especially when groundwater allocations are on the table. But what does it actually mean? At its core, native yield refers to the portion of groundwater that is naturally recharged in the basin. From rainfall, snowmelt percolation through the soil, seepage from rivers and streams, and even underflow from adjacent basins. It's the aquifer's natural paycheck. The water that shows up without any help from humans. No imported water, no managed recharge, and no recycled water. Just what nature provides. But here's the twist. Native yield isn't defined in the SGMA's playbook. SGMA does define sustainable yield. That's the maximum amount of water that can be pumped annually without causing undesirable results, like chronic lowering of groundwater levels or land subsidence. Sustainable yield is a regulatory anchor. Native yield, on the other hand, is more of a policy term, a bookkeeping tool used by local groundwater sustainability agencies, or GSAs. Because it's not standardized, native yield calculations can vary widely from one basin to another. Some GSAs might exclude irrigation return flow or adjust for long-term trends in stream flow. Others might include or exclude seepage from unlined canals or base their numbers on different time periods. In short, the meaning of native yield is a bit like groundwater itself. Clear in theory, murky in practice. So how are GSAs using this term in real-world decisions? Many GSAs use native yield to set the baseline pumping allocation. That means they estimate how much groundwater the aquifer can naturally support over time and then assign that amount, usually in acre feet per acre, to landowners. Take South Fort King GSA, for example. They define native yield as the amount of pumping that can continue beyond 2040 without tipping the basin into an unsustainable state. East Cahuilla GSA links their native yield estimates to long-term river inflow and groundwater trends, adjusting their numbers as more data comes in. In both cases, native yield is used as a foundational budget, what you can pump on your own dime, so to speak, before needing to buy credits or bring in outside water. Think of native yield as your base salary. Sustainable yield is your maximum budget. Everything beyond native yield, like recharge from stormwater or recycled water, is a bonus, but it's also a shared resource that might come with strings attached. By clearly defining native yield, GSAs can set expectations, avoid overallocations, and help ensure that California's groundwater basins remain resilient for decades to come. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.